Morning from Community National Bank is President Alex Hardin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Fantastic. How are things at our local, another one of our local community banks?
Oh, things are moving along. We're getting ready to end the first quarter here. It's been a good year thus far. Look forward to the rest of the year. So ideally, it starts to warm up here so the farmers can get in the fields. And I know that I have spring fever, but days like today keep me honest.
Yes, they do.
28 degrees, so...
Yes, our farmers are itching to pull that trigger and get in the field. So.
Imagine they are.
Yes. Remind people about CNB at Community National Bank. Tell us a little bit about the bank.
Community National Bank established in 1964 by my grandfather, Everett Hardin, and a few other initial investors. We'll be in our, I guess, 60th year come September. And looking forward to the future here. We've got a good crew of folks up at the bank, and just happy to be a part of the Monmouth community for this long.
Yes, and one of the events that is so unique and dear to our American Cancer Society and Relay for Life is us and all of you at the banks have Banking on a Cure. That's coming up June 7th. That's an enjoyable, once a month we get together, we meet, and get that all organized.
Sure is, for a great cause. I don't know about the golf game for CNB, but I'm sure there's some good teams out there. But yeah, anything to get us together and raise some money for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what else do you have on your agenda this morning, Alex?
Well, a few things going on at Community National Bank. Just for our customers and anybody else out there that's looking to come to Community National Bank, we've got, I think last time I was here, interviewing is a few years ago, and it seemed to be that interest rates were low, and it was an opportunity to borrow. And now it seems to switch with the Fed increasing rates. Seems to be a good time to save and deposit money. So I wanted to just to highlight our nine-month CD special at 4.32% APY with a $5,000 minimum deposit. Also wanted to touch a little bit about the delivery channels. We are now capable of doing Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay. Super easy to sign up for those things. If you have an iPhone, you can go to your wallet. It'll ask for an image, or you can enter manually your debit card or credit card, and then basically double-click and swipe, and away you go. We also will be rolling out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, I believe by the middle of April. A good opportunity, depending on your situation, to use the equity in your house for maybe some projects around the house. I know that a lot of folks are locked into that 2 to 3% interest rate and don't want to refinance. This is a good way to maybe shore up some cash flow situations. Generally, it'll be a 10-year draw period with a minimum payment, and then whatever balance is left at the end of the 10 years, you can pay down at a 20-year amortization. And the final thing that the bank is offering is we have a financial education product that we're sponsoring called Bonsai. I know a couple of local teachers have it. It's available for local schools from grade school up to the high school. We encourage the administrators and the teachers to look into this product. You can find out more about this product at cnbmonmouth.bonsai.org. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call me at the bank, and I can explain the details and get you in contact to sign up. So that's completely free for the schools. It's a great education to try to create more of a culture of financial education for our students here in the area.
Yeah, we're seeing a need for financial education for students.
Yeah, and it's great that they do junior achievement. I actually participate in that. But this is just another avenue to educate the kids coming up.
Yes, because they have grown up now in the technology world where it's just swipe or type in a credit card number, where we had to keep a checkbook,
right,
and had a chance to daily look at how much money do we have in the bank. A little harder when all you do is swipe.
Correct.
Or tap.
Correct. Yeah, it's everything's faster anymore. I mean, the avenues of delivery are just faster. So, you know, a check clears in a few days. You swipe, it's automatic. You've got Venmo, you've got Apple Pay. The Federal Reserve is coming out with a FedNow real-time payment. We are not signed up for that. I don't know if other banks are, but that'll be something to see, and I believe will be obviously the wave of the future. When I ask younger employees at the bank, you know, how do they get their money from somebody that owes them less than $20, it's a Cash App, Apple Pay, whereas opposed to an older demographic, you're talking, I just give them $20. So it's a... it's a different mode anymore. But it is. That's where we're going, and that's what we're, you know, constantly the evolution of banking to cater to the younger generation of customers. We're constantly focusing on that to see how we can move through the generations and continue serving the area.
Well, and you have to, because if we don't, because it is a technological world, they will just access it somewhere else.
Correct.
And we want to keep our local banks right here serving our community and our residents.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate it, yeah.
So remind people, too, about the safety of Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung, your mobile banking app. That's always on the minds of some consumers. Mm-hmm. But you guys have very strict security systems.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's a case of they've got tokens in place to stop any sort of fraud. You know, if you're just tapping your phone to the scanner, it's not necessarily anybody can, you know, scan your credit card or anything of that nature at a gas pump per se. So it's I guess safer in that regard. Not to mention that, you know, banks anymore, I can attest to that our budget for IT security is probably quadrupled in the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. So we're risk assessing. We're looking at our third-party vendors. We're, you know, paying third parties to come in and try to hack the systems and see what patches we need to shore up and continue on. And that's at least an annual basis. So,
well, it's good that you have that in place, because, you know, each day some new scam pops up. And, and the latest this morning was some Romanians had come here. I don't know how, but they were here, and they had these really advanced skimmers, and they were putting them on self-pay, you know, where you go and you check out on a I guess it's just the self-checkout.
Sure.
That's where they were putting them and capturing people's cards as they stuck them into the machines, and they made off with lots and lots of money. And now the safety of just tapping or using the phone doesn't allow for the numbers or the codes to be stolen.
Right. And that'll evolve. The nefarious folks will evolve as well as the protections. So we just continue to play this game, and it'll last, I know, throughout my banking career and so on. So
yeah, well, we'll keep up on it. And the home equity line of credit. So yeah, good point. Interest rates are different.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people aren't jumping as fast to buy homes at the moment with the interest rates. Some are still able to do it. But adding on to the house, what other items do people use lines of credit for equity?
You know, just personal spending. You know, everybody is different with their, you know, their budget and what expenses they have. But if, you know, as opposed to going out and getting a credit card at 30-some%, why not look into a home equity line of credit just to see if you would qualify? And if you have the affordability and you have the equity, why not use that at a fraction of the rate as opposed to going out and getting a credit card and then being forced to either pay the minimum balance or, you know, for however many years it takes to pay it off. It's just it's another avenue to explore. You don't necessarily have to take it, but it's out there.
Yeah.
So.
And if the interest rate is much lower.
Sure, why not?
It's amazing that credit cards are at that 30-32% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's just out. Outrageous.
That's the environment that we're in.
Wow. All right. And the CDs, could you remind us about what is important about a CD? Because you have the CD special, and it is always a good time to invest and save. What are the benefits of a CD?
Well, in my opinion, the benefits of a CD are it's safe. It's a safe investment. And while you wait and see what the equity market does, the stock market, you can park your money somewhere at a relatively good return and see what happens. And up to $250,000 per depositor, it's insured at a bank.
That's the important part too.
Yeah, the health and the well-being of the bank is first and foremost, but having that insurance behind you also may help you sleep better at night.
Absolutely. Because we saw during the post-COVID, or at least after the first year of COVID, some banks, larger banks, that is, not here locally, did not have the same luxury. What were they called, bank runs?
That's what happened. Bank runs happened, but essentially what these folks did, Silicon Valley Bank in particular, I think they went and they chased rates at a long-term investments. And as the rates go up, if you have to liquidate those investments, you will take a loss. And the way that you're going to take a loss is ultimately you're going to have to dip into your capital reserves. And if you don't have any capital, you go under. And that's essentially what happened to Silicon Valley Bank in a nutshell. The banks around here, in my opinion, are safe. And every quarter, I know that we're looking at our balance sheet to make sure that we're conducting business in a safe and sound manner. We have the liquidity. We make sure that we're underwriting our loans in an effective manner, and ultimately we're competitive with our rates here locally to not create any sort of run like that. And if there is, then we have the means to go back and, you know, if we have to liquidate investments, or there are other banks borrow from other banks. So we have that line too, if we need to go out to the Fed or anything like that.
Good to know. Good to know that we have great confidence in our local banks. 60 years, huh?
60, yes.
That's fantastic.
It is.
That is really, really good. And how many people do we employ at CNB?
You got 12 people.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want people to know about our local Community National Bank?
No, we're here. We're owned by the community, operated by the community, and we're here to serve the community. So if you have any questions, always stop in the bank. The doors are open. And we appreciate all of the current customers that support Community National Bank.
Okay, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Alex Harden with us, president of Community National Bank, right here in Monmouth, celebrating 60 years.